And it is 9:30 on a Thursday morning, and that means for me, I get the opportunity to welcome back to the microphone Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a nice day, sunshine for February, good temperatures, you know.
It's been incredible lately, you know. We're so lucky in Oklahoma. We have beautiful weather most of the time.
It is. Most of the time, and the rest of it is kind of like, well, the rest of the country getting back at us. I don't know.
It's nice. I think it's beautiful this time of year when it starts to days get a little longer and start to warm up and the fish will start moving around and we're getting ready for soccer season and the house and the spring sports are getting ready to kick off and it's just a great time of year.
You got a little bit of a construction project just immediately to your north, but that doesn't seem to be interfering with the selection of vehicles that I see on the line.
No, we have a huge selection of vehicles. They're a little bit dirtier on that end. We had to purchase a big power washer to try to keep them clean, but they're dusty, but we've got plenty of them. They're just about done with that construction. Only about a month left on the all new Quick Trip there. It's going to be great for people. I think I know everybody. Many people shop there. Not everyone, but many people do. I say very busy.
That's the nice thing about living in the U.S.
We have the construction done because. Yeah. Between our Toyota building and that, over the last couple of years, we've just had major projects going on around us or all in between us, a lot.
I'll resist the urge to ask when the next one starts, and we'll move on.
Well, unfortunately, we've been talking about it because we do need to get back and kind of finish on the exterior of the Ford building. That is our plan, to go back and redo that. We've done the interior of that building several years ago, and you'll start to notice some changes down at the what we used to call Price Road Auto. We're going to rebrand that location, name it Dungis Wholesale. We've had such great success with our auction theme with the auction we had in December, and we're going to have another one here on February 27th. Do it on a Saturday this day, and I know we're going to invite you guys out on the consumer calls to do your remote from there. And I think it's going to be a huge day. And we're really focused at this location on value vehicles. On vehicles, most of them are going to be probably under $10,000. Some of the trucks and stuff will go up a little bit more than that, just because they're to get a 4x4 truck that still runs. It's about $10,000 no matter what. But anyway, so great value vehicles, stuff that doesn't qualify for our certification programs that we have on the lot. These are vehicles that we used to just really take to auction or sell to wholesalers. And what we've discovered is there's a great market for those, and we can pass savings on to the end consumer, rather than just trading them quickly. We need to turn them quickly, and we don't really look to make a big profit on them. What we want to do is keep our inventory fresh, get lots of have a place to go with our trades, so we can afford to put the most money in people's trades. We are always buying vehicles, so it kind of just keeps everything oiled and moving quickly. And it's a great deal, and but we're going to rebrand that, and then we'll have some stuff going on down there too, I'm sure.
But I mean, the key on this one, as I see it, is again, these generally are vehicles that you have taken in on trade. They're still you've checked them out. And
we do what we call a safety inspection.
Right.
On the Q certified program, there's a whole list of things we have to do. They have to meet certain requirements on the Carfax report or the vehicle history report. They have to have meet more than just a safety standard. These other vehicles are going to be, many of them over 100,000 miles, some of them over 200,000 or 300,000 miles. So they're going to be, we'll call them well used, but they're often well maintained. And everybody always talks to me about how vehicles last anymore, and it is true. At Rotary this week, I was sitting at the table, and they all said, "Brad, is it a problem that the cars don't last so long anymore?" And they were talking about how they bought their George was saying, and he bought his Lincoln 6 years ago or something, and it just isn't going to wear out.
I remember my folks, the car got to about 60,000 or so, and they took it out to the Ford dealership and got a new one.
It used to, even 10 or 15 years ago, it wasn't that common for people to feel like they had to trade if it was getting close to 100,000 miles or something. And heck, now we see cars going 300,000-400,000 miles in good shape. They're worn, and they do need some maintenance when they get that old, and sometimes things break. But if you're looking to save money, a new vehicle, a new Camry, even though we've got incredible deals on new Camrys right now, We've got 0% for 60 months, plus a $1,500 rebate, plus the big Dungeness discounts, you know, up to probably $2,500 off on by us. So that would be like $4,000 off and 0 for 60 on a Camry.
Wow.
So incredible deals. But still, even with that, you know, if you can get one that's 5 years old with 100,000 miles, it's still going to be a $12,000 or $13,000 vehicle. So rather than you're buying, you know, it's just a bunch of lower budget vehicle.
And frequently, you know, the maintenance history of these vehicles, even if they do have, and I'm going to pull out $300,000 just because. But because you've got the maintenance techs that have taken great care of these vehicles for people.
Well, that's another part of the big, you know, circle of our business, really. It kind of starts with the 995 oil change. You bring your vehicle in, we get used to servicing it, we do the maintenance on it, and then you trade it in. And many of these vehicles are vehicles that we've serviced and we know them well. So you're going to get that benefit too when they are local vehicles. And frankly, Bartlesville is a great market for used vehicles, and mm-hmm. I think we've talked about this before, but we get people coming in from other markets, from Tulsa and from bigger cities, mm-hmm. typically to Bartlesville, because think about it, we just don't put as many miles on vehicles in an average year. If you live in Bartlesville and you commute here and you don't really, you know, shopping isn't that far to go. And so the truth is, we get a lot of those 6 to 8 year old cars that aren't going to be 100,000 miles. They might be 60 or 80,000 or even lower. So we see some that are 10 years old and have just 25, 30,000 miles. And, you know, they're great cars. And those often we do certify and put on our lot as Q-certified vehicles. But they're, you know, that's just a special thing about Bartlesville, that the way people drive and they keep their cars well, I think, generally here, too. Yeah. I mean, most people are proud of what they own and don't want it to suffer. So.
Exactly. It makes a big difference, too. But then we talk about your community involvement and all the, just as a dealership, as a business, that you are such a part of this of this community, whether it's what goes on at, by the way, Bill Dungeness Memorial Stadium,
well,
or your support of the Price Tower or OK Mozart or the many nonprofits that are here
well,
in town.
We really enjoy being in Bartlesville. We know that through these years, you know, going back to when my grandparents started it, and this will have our birthday here in a couple months.
I hope we can get the family back in.
We're planning to have a show where we get everybody in and celebrate that, and talk to my father and uncles, and try to get some more cousins and people in too, brothers. It'll be a good time. But the truth is, over all these years, going back to the very beginning, you mentioned the baseball stadium. You know, one of the first things my grandfather did when he got to town was sponsor the American Legion baseball program. And we've done that every year now for over 75 years. This will be a 76th year of sponsorship. And that's in the Guinness Records as the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team in the world. So mm-hmm. very unique. And the truth is that, you know, that's just one example. They did all kinds of things. And, you know, so I look at part of the legacy of being here as a third generation business is really just living up to those values and what we do every day in our business. And, you know, that's why we call ourselves Dungeness Family of Autos, because it is a family thing. It's about, you know, we talked about the relationship with Bartlesville and our customers, their cars, and doing servicing them, maintaining them, helping them with them. Same thing goes in the community with these organizations. And, you know, I know it's just one of those things about being in Bartlesville. And we're not, you know, you know this, Charlie, we're not alone in that. And that's one of the really great things about this. And every week, you know, when we bring different people in to talk about these organizations, a lot of times it's the same people. You know, Mark Haskell come in and put it on his hat for downtown development stuff, or he might put it on for Westside Community Center. And there's lots of people like that all over Bartlesville.
And then I could legitimately say there are a lot of businesses that I could say it, you know, the same sort of thing,
right,
too. You just happen to be in the studio when I say it.
I appreciate that. And we do, you know, make a conscious effort to do that.
Yeah.
And one of the things we've been doing a long time is the Boys and Girls Club. And next week we've got coming up our Bowl for Kids' Sake. And I've got Caleb in here from the radio station.
Yep.
Caleb Bonner, welcome.
Thanks, Brad, and appreciate you, you know, giving some time to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we, Charlene Dew, wanted to be here. But tonight is our youth bowl.
Okay. So it's kicking off.
And so it's kicked off, and she's really excited because this year we have youth bowl is generally high school students, some middle school students that turn around and raise money for the program. But we have students from five different schools this year, which is awesome because usually it's about two different schools that do most of it. And then we've doubled our teams for youth bowl. So that's a huge that's been a huge help this year, with different things in light of the economy and other things. But
well, there's always a dollar for bowling.
Exactly.
is one of the neat things about this program is it's, you know, it's not big gifts often. It's lots of small
mm-hmm.
gifts and going through something like bowling.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. Our Big Brothers Big Sisters, we focus on one-to-one mentoring here in Bartlesville. We have about 75 to 80 matches on average throughout the year.
Okay.
Where a big meets with a little each and every week and helps them with their schoolwork, you know, confidence levels, different things like that. This is our biggest fundraiser. Our goal is to raise $156,000 for the program. I believe we're on track to making that, but
awesome.
You never know until after all the bowling dates and the money is collected. But Dungis, again, is a sponsor of this event. They've been for, I mean, I think when I asked Charlene, she's been here for 25 years as our area director, and I think most of the years Dungis has been a part of it. And so she said, very grateful for that. Our other campaign sponsors, Arvest Bank, ConocoPhillips, and Phillips 66, of course. If you don't have a team, you still can sign up.
Okay.
We have a few dates still available. Next, the regular bowling dates are a week from tomorrow, next Friday, and then 2 weeks from then. So those are Friday nights. And there's also a Thursday night on the 25th, so that's in.
Are there availability on all those nights?
There are still a few. So there's not a lot. Yeah. I think usually the Friday nights fill up because that's when people want to get out.
Yeah.
So I would go to bfkbartlesville.org. I had to do it in my head. Bowl for kids' sake, Bartlesville.
I'm glad you're not the only problem.
I have to look at it.
It's tough.
But there still is room if you want to get a team together. But the thing that's really cool that if you look around Bartlesville this time you're in Bowl for Kids' Sake's going on, like I was in Arvest Bank yesterday.
Right.
You know, there's little piggy banks sitting there to where if you have leftover change, you can donate it there. I know ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, there's always a bake sale or potluck lunch or something like that. Pay $5 to get to that. And so I would just encourage people to be aware in the community.
Keep your eyes open.
And see when those little fundraisers like that, because that's really where the majority of our
that's
money
great.
Comes from, or little things like that.
And look for the billboards. They're up,
yep.
I know. And,
they're up.
And they've got information on them. So if you're driving around and listening and you want to keep your eyes
open. PDG
out
does a good job helping us with that and stuff.
Good
so
deal. It
we,
be
but
lots
we appreciate
of fun.
Dungis and all our corporate partners that help us put this. Because what happens is all the money that's raised out in the community through you see those, whether it's bake sales or people asking their friends and family to sponsor them for bowling, that all directly goes to the program. Our corporate sponsors underwrite the whole fundraiser,
right?
And the bowling costs and everything, like
and
that.
It all stays here.
And it all stays.
It
in
all
Bartlesville.
Stays here
yes.
and goes to our mentoring.
To
program,
our mentors.
To impact
mm-hmm.
the youth in our community, mm-hmm. which is
because what we do is we do background checks. We have three and a half staff members here in Bartlesville that mm-hmm. keep track of those matches and what's going on, offer encouragement, meet with the parents and different things like that. And so it's kind of hard because you don't always know, well, what does Big Brothers Big Sisters do? Well, a lot of it's behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, it is. It's one-on-one relationships with a mentor.
And, exactly. Uh-huh. And you don't, and a lot of times those outcomes, you don't realize until down the road when the student, you know, does go mm-hmm. to college or, you know, when they're an adult and making, you know, better choices. And
yeah, and
like
I know the Big Brothers and Big Sisters often really find a lot of satisfaction in their mentoring programs. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's frustrations
oh,
and
yeah.
things too. But,
I'm a former big, so I can tell you that. There's some things you're like, golly, but I think I grew just as much being a big and opened my eyes to a whole nother world and facet of, you know, our community. When I was a part of that, when I've been a part of that.
Yeah, and you serve on the board now, too, I
believe. I do.
So that's
so,
great.
It's a great organization.
Well, good luck to everybody over the next week or so, and to Charlene getting ready for tonight.
Yep, and she wanted to just tell everyone thank you again, and if there's a... keep dropping those pennies in those piggy banks at the banks and different things like that.
Yeah.
How does somebody get signed up?
Go to it's bfksbartlesville.org. That's the easiest way.
Just and you'll the letters.
See, and if you need help, there's a phone number on there that'll contact Charlene directly. It's 213-918-213-something.
Something.
4524. It's right there.
918-213-4524.
Yep.
Talk to Charlene Duke.
She'll get you signed up. So thanks, Brad. Thanks.
Thank you, Caleb. Yep. Thanks for coming in. Well, that's great. We got the Bowl for Kids Day coming up. It's kicking off tonight with the Youth Bowl, and we wish everybody great luck. And so
over the course of the years, I have had a lot of fun talking both bigs and littles.
Yeah, I know. I hoped we could get one in today, but that, with everything going on, it always kind of comes together at the last minute.
Yeah, doesn't matter the individual now, but I know one man that I talked to, that he was on his, like, I forget, fourth or fifth match because it was through the school program, and as the student moved on, he just picked up another one.
Yeah, well, a lot of people really do stay in the program, I understand, because of the satisfaction they get from working with people, and it's great. These are people that really need support and mentoring, or they wouldn't be asking for it. It's a great thing.
And like Caleb says, with every match, you find some unique thing that you can get another interest in.
Yeah. So we'll kick that off, and everybody support the bowlers over the next week. If somebody approaches you about sponsoring them, be sure to do that.
And I'm sure they would just also accept your donation if you just want to write a check and send it off to the Big Brothers Big Sisters office here in town.
Yeah. Thank you. So, we talked about the auction coming up in a couple weeks. That'll be February 27th. I think I mentioned that, but make sure you keep that on your calendar.
And that will be at what we know as the Price Load.
Price Road Auto at the corner of Price Road and Highway 75. That is a Dungis entity. We're rebranding that Dungis Wholesale to the public, and we'll hopefully have regular auctions there. We'll sell cars too. If you want to come by, we're starting to put the vehicles down there. So if you want to look at them, and we'll they're for sale every day. So we'll be happy to sell them. We've got lots of them available. So come down, take a look. Jeff Aiken is down there now. If anybody knows him, he's been around in the used car market for a long time and working with us now at the Price Road location. And so we're excited about that and getting that going again with a new name, and real exciting talking to Enrique the other day about the detail operation down there. And they don't come up every week, but I was reminding him.
I'd love to get those guys in there just to talk about what they do and how they do it.
Well, they're great guys. Yeah. I mean, Enrique is a special guy, and detail is one of those things in our business that are so important. First of all, we have to detail every car we sell. Mm-hmm. And of course, people take great pride in having a clean car. And so it's just one of those things that's really important. But it's often hard to find people who do it really well and take great pride in it. And we've got great guys. They've all been there several years. Most of them are really stable. And, we're real proud of them and the work they do. And that, I think that's what the difference is, maybe, is we've got a great team and culture there. And, it's kind of awkward because they're down there at that other location, and they're not always brought in on our everything happening there. So, but that we have a great team there. If you can either call them or stop by and talk to Enrique or any of our service advisors or people at the main store can arrange for you to have your car cleaned as well.
Well, and it's one of those jobs that somebody walks up to you at the store and what do you do? Oh, I clean up other people's messes.
It's more than that too, because imagine some work trucks that we get traded in, how much work it is to clean a car like that.
we bought it so it would get dirty and get out there and go do things,
It's really true, and so those things have to happen, and new vehicles have to be cleaned and ready to go and waxed, and they also do special things if you happen to get a stain on your carpet or a seat and want to get that out. They're really good at that kind of stuff. We have discounts and special packages on what we call wash and vac, which is pretty simple. I mean, it's more than going to the car wash, but it's a fairly simple thing. Only costs about $30. Then you take it up all the way to over $150 for a full detail with everything, the engine cleaned, washed and waxed, and just like a new car. That's for a full size truck.
That would compare to basically what you do when a car comes in for a trade in, as far as you go through it basically to that degree.
Yep. Well, we do. We call it a clean for lot at that point when we've got a used car getting ready, and then we do pre-delivery washes as well, of course, and clean them back up.
Yeah, makes it nice. But again, if this is something that your car hasn't had a deep cleaning, a really good bath, so to speak, take it down.
It's a good time of year too, because you see the people, the city's been out cleaning the roads and getting everything cleaned up, and so it's springtime, the sun is out. Come get your car, maybe an oil change for $9.95 today, and maybe a detail would be good. Or we also sell the details gift certificates if you'd like to purchase one for someone. Give us a call on that.
Maybe not the most romantic, but maybe a very really useful Valentine's Day gift for somebody, you know?
Yeah, not very romantic.
No,
you know, that it is close to Valentine's Day, so say that. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Exactly. Of course, maybe a brand new red car might be better. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we've done some Valentine's Day promotions in the past. It's people love their cars, I think.
And yeah.
We had a birthday purchase this week, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Valentine's Day purchase. That'd be interesting.
Well, and I'm sure people buy their car with different things in mind. Somebody may really be looking for a muscle car, so to speak. They're still out there. Mustang does a great job.
I was talking to a customer the other day who's taking his, and he says it's going to be up to 1,800 horsepower.
Wow.
He's spending a lot of money on modifying his car.
But again, it is for a lot of us. It's part of our personality. Somebody else may say, well, we just got a brand new baby in the family, and we need something that is super, super safe,
Safe, or maybe you're outgrown something. If you're adding to your family, maybe you've been driving a sedan and it just isn't going to work. You need a little more room, it's just one of those things. Life's change, and so those kind of needs arise. We've got great deals going. We talked about the Camry, but the other thing that's going on in the next right now is Truck Month. Truck Month.
Wow.
It was supposed to start next week, but Ford announced yesterday where they're going to go ahead and kick it off. So
surprise.
Surprise. Truck Month is underway. Zero for 60 months on all the 2015 F-150s, but unlike most 0% offerings, like with the Camry, you get everything else with it. There's big rebates. We've got bonus cash with private offers. We've got special certificates Ford's given us to make bigger deals for people and help them with trade assistance. So we're looking to move out all the 2015 models. There's great deals on the 16s as well and on the Super Duties. So our truck sales have been going great lately, Charlie. The low cost of fuel hadn't hurt those.
Right now, people may or may not look at that little mileage sticker on the window as much as maybe they would have.
They haven't been so much. No, I think we're kind of back to not thinking about that so much. But that doesn't mean there aren't great deals on vehicles with great fuel economy. We did talk about the new Prius a couple weeks ago. We have a 2016 Prius that's just going to be a great vehicle. We sold the only one we've had so far. But on the other Priuses, on a Prius 2016 Prius V, you can get 0 for 60. There's a theme there. There's a great 0% interest on so many vehicles, and up to $2,000 rebate, plus the Dungeness discount. So again, just great deals on all the new vehicles: Camry, F1, F-Series, the Lincolns. We haven't talked about Lincoln yet today. We have a great inventory of all the Lincolns: the Navigator, MKX, the MKS, MKZ, MKC, all in stock right now. The MKX has been just a great success.
How do you manage to keep all those MKs straight?
It's difficult. It's kind of like the website for the bowl for kids' sake.
Yeah.
BFKS. Beville.com or something.
When in doubt, Google it.
Yeah. That's right. No, it's different. But yes, the Navigator is easy, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big sedan. MKX is a mid-sized crossover vehicle, just redesigned. You've seen Matthew McConaughey driving them on television.
Mm-hmm.
And then the MKC is just a little bit smaller than that. Maybe Escape size vehicle compared to Edge on the Ford side, if you're familiar with those. The MKX would be about the Edge's size, the MKC about the Escape size. Those are small or mid-size crossovers. And then the sedans are the MKZ and the MKC. later this year, we will get an all-new Continental. So if you're an old-time Lincoln lover, you'll remember the Continental. It is one of the iconic Lincolns, and we're real excited about that. It's going to be a great car and a new flagship for Lincoln.
Probably won't have the spare tire on the back.
No, it will not. I've seen some pictures of it. It looks outstanding. It's going to be a smashing vehicle, and we really, really excited to have that, because since the Town Car was discontinued, we haven't really had a large sedan.
No, you really
and
haven't.
That's the legacy of Lincoln. It is one of the things people expect from Lincoln, and this is going to be a powerful vehicle. It's going to be larger than what we have today. It's going to be full of luxury items and safety items and all the latest stuff that Ford's been working on.
Well, it's kind of like the Continental is to Lincoln what maybe, I don't know, the Mustang is as
that,
far
that's
as...
That's a good point. Yeah. The Mustang is that kind of vehicle, or F-150.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're both there, and for Toyota, it'd be Camry, really, and Tundra, I suppose. Tacoma, as you know, right there with it. I think with real Toyota DNA, that Tacoma is such a great truck, and people, they're real prized, and that's another hot vehicle. Boy, they redesigned that last fall, and we cannot keep them on the ground across the entire region. Dealers will hardly trade with them at all. They're a very low day supply. So
yeah, well, and that's something you talk about frequently, is that day's supply sort of thing, because you're always adjusting prices on your used fleet to make sure that you're
and on new anymore too. You know, we talked a few weeks ago about the changes. We talked about Toyota advertising and how there are rules now where you can only price a Toyota at what they call invoice. Invoice is a price that's set by the manufacturer, which they sell the vehicle to the dealer. Mm-hmm. Below invoice, there are some monies that go to the dealer called holdback, advertising funds and all that. Those are different monies that don't go into the deal, really. So a lot of times that's confusing to the consumer. But the truth is, it's just all part of the accounting of the car business. There's a true set cost of the vehicle and the invoice price and then the MSRP. And those are the reference points for that. So we have new rules that say you can't advertise below invoice or that set point. Of course, we sell cars for less than that all the time, so it's an interesting dynamic, but the truth is what that's driving is a little bit of a more parity in how people advertise, maybe less confusing advertising.
Could be.
A lot of times people, the reason Toyota did that is they don't want confusing advertising. They want people to be transparent about it and not to put a, you know, to add a, say I put a lift on a Camry and then I mark up the price on that $5,000, and then I discount it $5,000, and I say you get $5,000 off a Camry. That's not $5,000 off a Camry.
No.
So we don't ever play those games, but some dealers have, and so that should eliminate that. But it also makes it so the market on the vehicles is just becomes more and more transparent again on new and used. And I tell people all the time, we really sell cars to get customers, not the other way around. It's not that we don't look to make a profit, but more and more it's about keeping our customers, building our owner base, and servicing the vehicles over time. Because if we can keep our customers and be strong that way, we're going to really be successful as a company.
Well, one step that I think you did early on in the transparency, as I see it, is the whole "we will buy your car" idea.
Yeah.
Well,
you're right, because a lot of times that turns it around, and because we of course are always looking to purchase vehicles, but a lot of people come in and they're dealing with negotiating with a salesman who does that every day is hard and intimidating, and so we can turn that around if that makes you more comfortable. We can deal with your car first, and whether you're buying from us or not, it takes part of that equation out of the picture. It makes it clear to you how things work in the business, so we can do it one step at a time. And the truth is, we build every deal, every customer's request. Mm-hmm. We build what we do every day around them, and that's what really works.
But for many customers that they're uncomfortable, like you said, the sales individual, that's part of what their business is all about.
Yeah.
We only do it every 2, 3, 4, 6 years.
Right. You know, and so you train people to really listen and care about people and really focus on consulting with them to meet their needs. And, you know, because in the end, you can go and shop and, you know, get another $25 off a car all day long if you want to go from dealer to dealer to dealer. Hey, he said he'd sell it for $25 less, would you? It's like, oh, my God, when is this going to end? I mean, the truth is we have to. At some point where, you know, it comes down to wanting to buy a car from you, right?
Yeah, that's right. And stop playing the games at DungeousChoice.com. So, you know, that's a great thing because you can shop anytime you want to.
That's right. DungeousChoice.com. We're excited today. We'll have a big sunny day. I'll see you out there.
All right. Home of the 995 oil change with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville.